The NPP maintains its stand on electronic verification as a means of checking the identity of voters during the 2012 elections. The party says electronic verification is the surest bid to check double voting and make the election results more credible. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a member of the Elections Committee of the party, Obi Amwa, said the party is set to decide on what line of action to take if the EC sticks to manual verifications. He spoke to Brighton Trauma.
The Metro Commissioner made submission at the IEA meeting, and then question time, he was asked that he didn't make any pronouncement on verification. And he says that the commission has not decided on verification, so he alone cannot talk about verification. And his opinion about verification is that it is at the election stage when we are going to vote that it has to be verified whether you are the same person. We, as a party, have always insisted that so long as we are registering biometric, it means that the verification tool should be through electronic means, not by manual means. Manual meaning that when a person gets there, you identify him with his picture and with his name, that means being verified. But we want a situation where the person can be identified through electronic means, that the card that he's holding is a genuine card. That is where the difference appears to lie. And we believe that with our meeting with the donor community and other stakeholders, we are coming around to agree that we need verification, electronic form of verification, because the donor community is even ready to fund it. That is where we are now. The Electoral Commission wants to do biometric registration first before thinking about it. And they're saying that they need to sit down as a body, not he, the chairman alone, to move ahead with it. But we think that at the end of the day, the verification is a very vital process of registration and of elections. So the EC will come around to agree with us and then have the verification also done alongside biometric.
So, Honorable, what happens if the EC decides not to go with electronic verification?
We believe the issue, because the Electoral Commission has said that the cost involved, you make an effort to submit it to Parliament for approval by Parliament. So we believe that the process is still on. We will cross the bridge when we reach there. We don't want to start making statements that will give the impression that we are stampeding the issue. But we have a very large following, and the kind of statements we make influence how people conduct themselves and how they behave. So we don't want to give the impression that we are even contemplating not going for the 2012 election. We believe that from the discussion that have gone on, from our interaction with the donor community, and from the EC's own pronouncements, by the time they submit the budget, time we go through parliamentary process, the EC would have come around to believe that we should start preparing for verification now. We cannot wait till maybe September, October, when the elections are so close before we talk about verification.
Since 1992, the nation has been with this manual verification, and it seems to work well. So why in the rush for an electronic one?
If you read the reports, several reports from Commonwealth, from the European Union, and from the Electoral Commission itself, we've had various problems with it, except that we always go for the election, and then for the peace of the country, we say that let's accept it the way it is. But who doesn't know that the present voter ID card can be manufactured on the streets? Anybody gets to bank, if they tell him to bring an identity, he goes out and gets somebody to do a voter ID card for him. The EC himself knows that his voter ID card has been so abused that that's why he wants to go biometric. So it's not a matter of since 1992 he's been using manual identification. It's because the EC knows that his card has been abused, can be made on the streets. That's why he wants to change the card. Now, if you want to change the card, that means there should be a method that should show on the voting day that this card is a genuine card or a fake card. That's all that we are saying.
A member of the Elections Committee of the NPP, Obi Amwa.